we purchased the Synergies Aspen Resort in 2010, and it's currently owned into a private partnership between myself and my limited partners. We are basically opening 49% of the ownership to the general public by transferring the asset into a vehicle that will be listed on a national stock exchange.
And is this something that's commonly done with assets like a hotel?
Up until now, the various ways for investors to have exposure to assets like hotel, it's either they are billionaire or is for the general public to invest into a typical traditional REIT. And a typical traditional REIT will be effectively a fund where a fund manager will be putting all kind of assets into a portfolio. And what we are putting together here is the opportunity to invest into one particular hotel. So it's a case of allowing the public to piggyback on the investment strategy that up until today only the extremely rich people or the large institutions have access to.
What is your motivation as an investor to offer this to other people, like you said, who can piggyback on this opportunity?
Our motivation as a firm is really to be the pioneer of creating a new asset class. And if the first one is successful, and we think that we've priced it at a price that is so attractive that it will be very successful, then we would like to bring similar single asset REIT with other underlying properties to the market. And I can see fairly easily a scenario where within 2 years we're going to have 50 single asset REIT traded on the various national exchange. As a firm, our motivation is really to be the pioneer and to own that new asset class. Each hotel will have its own listing. Unlike a typical REIT where you effectively invest into the strategy of a fund manager, you don't know what your portfolio is going to look like in 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. Here, every company only owns one and one hotel only.
And is this something that is being done in other parts of the world already?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Actually, my background was that I was an investment banker in Asia. I've lived in Asia from 1992 to 2014. And in various parts of Southeast Asia or North Asia, you have those, they call it property fund. And basically, it's a proven business model in that part of the world. It has never been done here in North America, but it has been done in other parts of the world, and it's been extremely successful.